Back up to the initial investigative reviews to number 7, 22-142 in regards to Barbara Botke, DVM. Tracy will read the summary for us.
Case 22-142, the plaintiff is George Breen, the respondent is Barbara Botke, DVM. March 16, 2022, Maggie, an 8-year-old female Labrador, was presented to respondent's premises for a psychiatry surgery. Diagnostics were performed, which confirmed multiple year oldness. Surgery was performed by respondent's associate. The dog was hospitalized and passed a few stones overnight. The dog was discharged later that evening. On April 2nd, 2022, the dog was presented to Dr. Ford at High Country Pet Clinic for a recheck. An ultrasound-guided cystocentesis was performed to obtain a urine sample, and a solitary bladder stone was noted. Dr. Ford cannot say with certainty that the stone had been left behind from the prior surgery, as bladder stones can form relatively early. The dog was placed on CD diet exclusively. On July 5th, the dog underwent a cystotomy surgery at High Country Pet Clinic, one large stone and a moderate amount of very small to sand-like urolith were removed. Respondent is the responsible veterinarian for the premises. She did not examine or treat the dog. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred. It was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, thank you. So we do not have the complainant and we don't have the respondent. Mr. Stoll, are you speaking or monitoring?
Monitoring only.
Okay. In that case, Dr. Wright, you were the lead.
Yeah, so this is always fun here. So bladder stones are hard because they can form very, very quickly, maybe especially don't resolve the underlying issue. But the question is here, was something missed at a surgery, and did a stone form again within, 2.5 weeks, I think it was? It was from, hold on, I'll get it back and see. So,
11 days.
Yeah, okay, 11 days, thank you. Yeah, so that's kind of my big concern, was a stone actually missed? I mean, I've had stones that I've done surgery, there's nothing in there, and like a couple weeks later, the dog has issues again, I take another x-ray, and it's there again. So I mean, it's there at that point, and stones do form really fast. But I definitely would love the opinion of everybody else. So do you think this is something that was missed, or what? Because I am concerned that there is something that fast.
So I ask, for this case at this time, do we need to talk about the kidney stones at all? This doctor was not involved.
Well, the only thing that I would say regarding this is there's a big discrepancy on her narrative about the date that this stone was discovered.
But she wasn't involved in the case.
Exactly. Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah. With this.
Yeah, I agree.
Well,
if you open another case,
that was kind of the question, I guess. And I guess that's probably a better. Yeah, I don't see anything here involving this case. Yeah. I guess that's the case.
Only other thing I would say is on the post-op radiographs, the stone is there.
Yeah.
Gets back to the point.
Yes.
And I will say that, saying that the first time I would have looked at that, if I hadn't really been paying attention in detail, I could have missed that one, possibly. But now, looking back at it and comparing them to the radiographs taken at the second clinic, it was there.
So I guess in this case, then there's a motion there to dismiss with no violation, and then we'll...
A motion and a second to dismiss case 22-142. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Okay, motion passes to dismiss case 22-142. I would entertain a motion if you want to open in the future. Sorry.
Just so you, there has been a case that's already been opened. It's actually the pet owner
filed
another
complaint.
Okay,
so we move on then.
Moving on. We are going to case 23-01 regards to Dawn Archuleta, DVM. Tracy, if you can read the front load.
Yes. Case 23-01. The complainant is Velvet Edwards, DVM. The respondent is Don Archuleta, DVM. On June 30th, 2022, bus, an approximately 7-week-old age in dispute, male domestic short-haired kitten, was presented to complainant for a new kitten exam. Upon review of the previous medical record, she noted that respondent fully vaccinated an underweight, underage kitten on June 16th, 2022. Complainant further expressed concerns that respondent documented that both the cat's testicles were descended. When complainant examined the cat, she noted that the cat was cryptorchid. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred, and it was moved and seconded the board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 4-1 with Dr. Rye opposed.
Okay. Again, we don't have the respondent nor the complainant. Mr. Stoll?
Fortunately for you, I'm just monitoring.
Okay. and looks like Dr. Thompson, you are the lead.
Yeah, thank you.
You have a co-lead, but we'll give it to you.
Yes. So this case actually was, I felt very frustrating. It was something that I felt could have been taken care of between two veterinarians. I don't know how many of you have taken the opportunity to go through all of the records, but you know, when we talk about kittens coming in, and in this case, I've seen thousands of kittens, and kittens can be that weight at that age. And I think it just is very interesting to me how veterinarians can kind of assume the worst of each other in this case. If when I look at that, the pretense in which that the respondent was working, it was under a TNR type of agreement, so trap, neuter, release. These were essentially feral cats. And when you are working in that type of environment, you may do things that might not seem exactly the same as what we would do for an individual patient that's in front of us. It's population medicine. And the things that she did as far as vaccinating the cat fall in line. Now there is some question about the use of the rabies vaccine. And she gave it, examples as to why she gave the rabies vaccine. What I would say is I probably would have questioned, one, the giving of the rabies vaccine, but if you were going to do it, don't issue a certificate that's good for a year after. The kitten ideally would be boosted after that mark. Knowing that the kitten probably wouldn't be caught again, that's why she vaccinated the cat, hoping that there would be, at least be some sort of protection should it be exposed. And those things all follow typical TNR guidelines. So I would tend to go on the side of the investigative committee and dismiss with no violation.
Okay, I have a motion. Do I hear a second?
Second.
Motion and second.
She did say that this kitten was adopted. So I wonder if the respondent knew that that would be a possibility and therefore should have issued that 1 year rabies.
Yeah,
because it ultimately was adopted. It didn't go back into the
population. Right, but she and she does not know which ones are going to be taken. So there's no way for her to know that that kitten was going to be adopted.
Right.
And I guess part of my frustration lies, again, is that there were comments made by the complainant that based on what she saw in her physical exam and what was written on the paper, she couldn't even be for sure that it was the same kitten. But yet, instead of picking up the phone and contacting the veterinarian, she chose to go this route. I just think that that's just not a very professional way of acting.
Well, and I think you bring up a good point of, it seems like a lot of veterinarians are forgetting the art of how to practice. It's like, it would be awesome if everything adhered to the book exactly every single time in every single case, and we could do this procedure for this surgery for this thing every time, but you have to kind of adapt to certain situations, especially in a rescue or TNR type situation. I mean, this may be the only time that cat is ever going to see a veterinarian. You do what you can and you just hope for the best.
Yeah, and I would actually like to propose opening a case against Dr. Edwards in just her lack of professionalism. I know we've done that before. I believe we're going to be hearing a case later where that the board opened up a case against a veterinarian that caused those issues. I just feel like that was just, it's lack of professionalism.
So my only reason for not immediately seconding that is I think we're going to find out that the First Amendment's going to override what, because they have every right to say what they want to say.
I do think they have a right to report a case, just like anyone else, right? I agree with it's not.
So
it has to be good.
Was it the right thing to do? No.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
I second the motion, and I think there was a professional courtesy that should have been extended before the complaint.
But that's not in the rules either.
I mean, you could make an argument for the, was it the ethical?
Yeah.
Treating with a, yeah, why did I can't think of a word, but they got one. You know the one.
Yeah.
I mean, you couldn't make that argument. It'd be hard, because you have, it goes to intent at that point, like you're saying. Is, was this an intent to just cause problems in like a frivolous type thing, or was there true intent from Dr., I'm drawing a blank on the other name right now.
Edwards.
Dr. Edwards, thank you. Was there a true intent for Dr. Edwards saying, I think something really was wrong here, and I think it should be looked at? If that's the case, then it's not frivolous. If it's, I don't like this vet because she charges less than me because of this and blah, 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 and we have some kind of internal tit for tat, then that's more frivolous, and I would say that.
I detected some bias against.
Yeah, there was.
In the audio.
And from the investigative committee on this
and
case.
From the committee, yeah.
Without knowing.
There was some bias in this.
Rescue that they were going to, because I read really far into it before I got to the part. What? They caught the feral cat and then they let it go again? What the hell? I mean, that just seems stupid to me. But but if that's the only time you're going to see it, right?
Yep.
And you're going to shotgun approach, now are any of those vaccines going to be affected? Probably not. Because their immune system is not fully developed, and the vaccine actually does nothing. The body does it. The immune system does it. So you can put that protein there. Is anything going to happen? Maybe not.
It may very well have been blocked by maternity.
It could, yeah.
So, might have been vaccinated for everything.
Yeah, I mean,
right. But yeah,
there are some vaccines that are protected against that, but not all of them.
Yeah. Pretty much like we had nothing.
Sure. Right.
So
yeah,
that's why it's a different type of medicine, right?
Yeah.
And that's why we have specialties and ways of
it's
doing
totally
things.
Different.
And we need to be respectful that the folks that deal with those types of
and because you don't know what's going on, doesn't mean you automatically file a complaint and then find out what's going on.
Right.
Exactly. I mean,
I wouldn't do this for that pet Siamese cat that's coming in every few weeks. Or whatever, but in these situations, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have a motion and I think a second to dismiss case 2301. So let's vote on that. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Okay, so that motion passes, dismissing case 2301. So are we...
Second
we decide.
I would still propose a motion to open a case against Dr. Edwards.
And I would second it.
Okay. So a motion and a second to open a new case against Dr. Edwards.
That was the motion because I said I wouldn't second it.
Don't we have to do it separate though?
I know, but I thought she made that motion without making the motion to dismiss first.
Oh, I did. I think it got kind of lost.
Yeah,
but
I think her original motion was to.
So did we vote on the motion to dismiss?
Yes.
Well, we just didn't make it. We didn't make that motion, and we didn't second the motion to dismiss. We made the motion on the floor.
I think you're right. Yes.
Was to open a complaint, and I said I would not second it.
And I seconded that.
Ms. Solomon seconded it.
Well,
we had a discussion.
We did
a vote, but we didn't have a motion to vote on dismissing.
So there's a motion to open up a new complaint. Why don't we take that motion? It's been seconded. Can we just do a roll call, a voice vote for that, Emmy?
Okay. So roll call.
Or a voice vote.
Or sorry, voice vote on, and this is on opening the new case. Okay. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay.
So open up a new complaint.
So one nay.
Right.
Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
And then if we could entertain a second motion to dismiss this case.
Yes, okay. Motion to dismiss this, no violation.
Okay.
Mr. Lowe.
So case 2301, dismissing, second, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Thank you.
Okay, now we are going to do number 11, 2304, in regards to Courtney Salama, VMD. Tracy, if you'll read the case summary.
And Dan is recused from this matter.
Yes, thank you.
So case 2304, the complainant is Christian Sibley, the respondent is Courtney Salama, VMD. On March 23rd, 2022, Bentley, a 6-year-old male Yorkshire Terrier, was presented to respondent to discuss the dog's oral health. Respondent recommended a dental and advised that you call him in May to schedule a dental procedure. In June, complainant called letting staff know that he did not hear from anyone about the scheduling a dental for his dog. Due to the error and being 3 months out from the previous exam, a courtesy exam was offered as well as a discount on the dental procedure. On July 6, 2022, the dog was presented for the courtesy exam, blood collection, and health certificate. On July 13, 2022, complainant called the premises since he had not received the blood results. Complainant was advised that they had texted the results a few days ago. The dog was approved for the dental cleaning and the antibiotics could be started. The dental was scheduled for the following day. On July 14, 2022, the dog was dropped off for the dental procedure. Later that day, the dog was discharged with medication. On July 16, 2022, complainant called the premises extremely upset that he had been sent home with medication for another pet that he had been administering to the dog. And the committee concluded that no violations of the Veterinary Practice Act had occurred. It was moved and seconded. The board dismissed this issue with no violation. The motion was approved with a vote of 5-0.
Okay, thank you. We have no complainant and no respondent, but we do have Mr. Stoll here again.
Just monitoring, thank you.
Okay, and Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Okay, thank you. In regards to the dental issue, there were a lot of problems with the facility, with the clinic, miscommunications, scheduling errors. But as far as that being the responsibility of the respondent, I don't see that. So from that part of it, I don't think there was a problem on the respondent's part. I would like to bring up the issue of the health certificate, though. There was no examination by her noted in the record for the health certificate. And that was explained away by a computer glitch. My notes got erased. This happens in the clinic. And that would be a very convenient for anything you put in a medical record that didn't show up later, that would be very convenient to say, oh, it was the computer's fault. It was the software's fault. May have been, but I question that. And doing the health certificate, I question, because this gets into a whole other area when you talk about an accredited veterinarian. Was she accredited? Who signed the health certificate? Is that an issue, and do we need to open a case or discuss in this case regarding this? It says if you're an accredited veterinarian, I don't know how many, right, Dr. Thompson, are you guys accredited? Mm-hmm. Okay, so it says right on the health certificate, I have examined this and signed it. Is that okay for an examination? I don't think so. So that's, is that something we need to look at?
It's a good question, a good point. I mean, personally, I think, yeah, I couldn't point to any statute or law. I'm sure there is one there, but I mean, the purpose of a health certificate is to make sure they're healthy at that time. Right. And then without an exam, I don't know how you can determine that. I mean, health certificates right. are good for roughly 10 days, 14 days, maybe 30 days. I mean,
depending
certain
on
ones go to Mexico six months. I mean, it's really weird, but I mean, you need to know that animal's truly healthy because you're trying to not transmit some kind of weird zombie virus to another state, or international is a little bit of a different thing. But I've always had to do an exam at that point. And mm-hmm. if I had someone that just came in and did an exam 3 days before, and I'm like, well, I've still got to do another one in that 10-day mark,
right.
I won't charge them for it,
right.
but I'm still doing an exam.
Right.
So, yeah, I think an exam is an integral part of a health certificate because that's the point of a health certificate.
And is it under our purview to find out if she's accredited to do that?
That's hard because on the state level, honestly, I don't remember if there's a true accreditation or if you just take a class. I mean, they have your name recorded.
No, you're accredited with a number. You have a number that you...
Not for the state vet.
It's
USDA.
Yeah. It's federal.
It's USDA. It's federal.
Yeah, but it's granted to the states to determine their own interstate health certificates. international health certificates will give USDA,
okay,
but,
so the
but
state
interstate is a little bit different.
Does interstate.
Yeah.
In Arizona.
But in order to issue one, you have to have that.
Yeah,
you have to be accredited.
Yeah, so I mean, you have to, because I sat through the class when I first graduated, and I haven't done it since, because you don't need to.
So you have to re-up and take the online courses?
For federal, not for state.
For federal.
Yeah, again, state and federal are two whole different animals. We can't compare the two. So for state, basically, you just call up and say, I need more health certificates, as long as they have your name.
Right,
just based on your state license. So yes, I agree, there's accreditation, but I don't even know what the standards are for accreditation in interstate ones, honestly, in Arizona. But I still think, yes, an exam each time. Because they do issue that book of health certificates to particular individual veterans.
To the individual, yeah. So in regards to the rest of it, I would not see any violation of practice. I would make a motion to issue a letter of concern regarding no examination and an issuing of the, in the record, and the issuing of the health certificate.
Okay. Do I hear a second?
No second.
Motion and a second to issue a letter of concern in the case of 2304. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Number 12, 2322 in regards to Noble Jackson DVM. Tracy, read the summary.
Case 2322, the complainant is Callie Mae Marlin, and the respondent is Noble Jackson DVM. On August 29, 2022, the complainant reported that she was bitten by a surgical pain in the knee. According to her, respondent advised management to not report the incident. Complainant sought medical treatment for the bite and reported the incident herself. The dog was hurt on the rabies vaccine. Respondent stated in his narrative that since the animal shelter was closed on that day, he advised his manager that a staff member or the pet owner would need to report the bite the next day. Respondent would be out of the state. He advised the pet owner that she would likely be contacted about the incident from the animal shelter. And this matter did not go in front of the investigative committee. I brought it straight to you for your review and decision.
Okay, thank you. We have no complainant, no respondent, but we do have Mr. Stoll here monitoring
with the comment that this is basically an employment or personnel matter that people practice veterinary medicine directly.
Okay, thank you, Dave. Dr. Nosley, you are the lead.
Yeah, I think this was just a misunderstanding. Technician that got bit thought that the doctor just basically ignored her, made some flippant comment, but then when you read through the record, the office manager was on top of it, she made recommendations, everything was followed through, and the respondent talked to the owner and told him about the bite. He wasn't ignoring anything, so I think it was just a misunderstanding at the particular time how he reacted. So I would make a motion to dismiss.
Second.
A motion and a second to dismiss case 2322. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Is everyone okay on bathroom break?
Yes.
Quick one.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Okay.
Happy holidays. Next year.
Merry Christmas. I'm not afraid to say that.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Okay. Want a cookie?
No, thank you.
Real quick,
I have less than an hour, so
yeah, we got
it. It is, and I'm moving.
I'm not moving.